Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principle. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
I guess you can't really call me the back-to-back best sports talk host voted on by Pitch Magazine if I came in second place. Rob, he had a smirk on his face, too. He was like, hey, I got to change the open. I'm like, what do you mean? You can't just keep the same open and remove that one part? And he said, no, they're making me change it. I was wondering who they was. You're not they. You're management. Rob is technically my boss. I don't know if you guys know this, but Rob recently got a promotion. He is the assistant program director. So you guys know Speck, the boss man, he is the number one. Rob is now his henchman. That's the best way of putting it. Rob is his henchman. So he's management too. So when he said they, I was very confused on who he meant. You're they. You had to change it, especially when you're the reason why we didn't win. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison, the second best sports talk host voted on in Pitch Magazine. Rob Britton is here. We're here taking you up until 6 o'clock. We are going to take phone calls today. It doesn't have to be just when things go wrong like last week. Things can go good and we can take phone calls. 913-586-7965. We certainly have a lot to talk about. We only have one guest today. We purposely scheduled it that way so we could have more time for you guys if you want to call in or text in today. The only guest we are going to have today is Mitch Holtis. He is going to join us coming up at his usual time on Monday at 4 o'clock. But outside of that, it is just me, you, and Rob taking you up until 6 o'clock. I am not taking any days off this week. It's football season. I tell you guys all the time, I will give you all of my fall. I will give you all of my winter. I get to keep some of the spring and summer for myself. Rob, taking a lot of days. Rob's not committed to this, even though he's management. I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. It's the holidays, so I need you to tell two family members to listen to the show this week. Don't just tell one friend. I need you to tell two people in your family to check out The Drive this week. That would really mean a lot to me. And last and most importantly, go stop by and see our friends over at the other place. We got college basketball. We got pro football. We got college football. We got a lot lot of stuff going on right now. So stop by, watch the game, get a burger, get a beer, hang out, have a good time, and do all that with our friends over at The Other Place. Where I would like to begin today's show is, even though the sun was out and it was beautiful football weather at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, it was as dark and as gloomy as it has been for the Kansas City Chiefs in quite some time in the fourth quarter of the game. I think you can argue that when Kareem Hunt fumbled the ball, his first fumble since 2017, things were happening that had never happened before. The Chiefs had all their red zone problems. The Chiefs continued to make special teams mistakes. It was as dark and gloomy for the Chiefs that it had been since the fourth quarter of their first Super Bowl. You guys remember, the Chiefs didn't really look like themselves for the first three and a half quarters of that first Super Bowl. Mahomes was playing really poorly, and San Francisco was in control of that game until they weren't. One play changed an entire organization, changed the trajectory and path of one person's career we saw that day. It was dark and gloomy for the Kansas City Chiefs. They were as down and out and on the ropes and losing that game, and it looked like their season was about to come to a close on November 23rd, days before Thanksgiving. That's how it looked outside. And out of nowhere, something just changed. Right out of nowhere, that same team that had you frustrated, that same team that had you ready for the NFL draft and the mock draft, that same team suddenly, out of nowhere, remembered exactly who they were. Out of nowhere. Let me give you the numbers after that Kareem Hunt play. Because I'm guessing at that moment, you had been as frustrated with the Kansas City Chiefs that you had been in quite some time. How in the world can they do this? Can they play like this at home, knowing what's at stake, knowing how important this game is, and then lay an absolute egg? That was the feeling. From that moment, their defense stepped up and played championship-level defense. After that play, the Indianapolis Colts ran 12 plays the remainder of the game. On those 12 plays, the Indianapolis Colts gained 13 yards. I'm going to say that again, because I don't think we are putting into proper context how incredible their defense was down the stretch when their defense absolutely needed it. We have spent time taking shots at their defensive line. We have spent time taking shots at the linebacker core for not being able to defend tight ends. We have taken shots at their corner and called some of them barbecue chicken. I got to stand up and I got to give credit where credit is due. And the most important stretch for this franchise in the last eight seasons, the Kansas City Chiefs defense allowed 12 plays for 13 yards the remainder of the game. I was sitting there looking around, and I felt like Will Smith at the last scene from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm wondering, hey, where's Jonathan Taylor at? And on the most important play in overtime, when the Colts get the ball first and you get the opportunity to set the tone, it's a third and one. And we all knew where the football was going. You have to give it. The best running back in the league, he's averaging 6 yards a carry. Who cares what's happened before that? You know that you got to step up and you got to make a stop right here, right now. And the Chiefs did it and got the ball back. And at that point, we all knew it's over. Once the Indianapolis Colts punted that ball in overtime, we all knew that the Chiefs were going to go down the field and they were going to figure out a way to either kick a field goal or score a touchdown, that the Indianapolis Colts had their chance to knock off the King and they blew it. That's exactly what happened. Let's talk about the offense, because the defense certainly deserves their credit. 12 plays for 13 yards for the final four possessions of the game after the Kareem Hunt fumble. The offense, and more specifically, Patrick Mahomes, after the Kareem Hunt fumble, Pat basically said, I'm not letting us lose today. He was 11 for 17 for 160 yards passing and ran for 22 yards, and both of those resulted in the Chiefs getting a first down. That's a miraculous thing about what happened. For as frustrating as the Chiefs have been at times, as frustrating as they were on Sunday, and we'll talk about some of that frustration throughout the course of the show, in a moment of clarity, it was like the Chiefs finally remembered who they were. This is the team we thought they could be. A defense that can strangle the life out of an offense that Tony Romo kept telling me was the best offense in the league. It didn't look like it, not against this defense. a team that has been clutch and make plays in the final 4 or 5 minutes, a team that can get off the field in overtime and go down the field, a team that could put drives together to give themselves a chance to win. This is the Chiefs that we think are making the postseason. This is the Chiefs that we expected to win the AFC West, the Chiefs that are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. If you can do that to the Indianapolis Colts, you can do that to anybody. That's been the frustration this season. They're a student that's underperforming at school. I know you can get A's. I know you're a better student than this. What kind of report card is this? You got to start applying yourself. You got to do better. We saw the Chiefs in the moment where things look the absolute most grim finally wake up and realize their full potential and apply themselves. What does that mean for Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. We'll see. I don't know if you can identify who the Chiefs are going to be on a drive-to-drive, moment-to-moment basis. This is the same team that in overtime on 2nd and 10 gave Clyde Edwards-Helaire the ball on a shotgun run. Shockingly, it didn't work. They still do things that make you want to pull your hair out. None of that matters right now. Only one thing matters. The Chiefs needed to win. And I don't care if they won 41-0. I don't care if it was a 3-2, the worst football game you've ever seen. The only result that the Chiefs needed is the one that they got. They made it difficult. They made it stressful. Boy, was it stressful watching them. But they have won that game, and now you move on to a very important swing game on Thursday against a team that is currently playing with, it feels like, the almost exact same momentum that you have after a very impressive come from behind win on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. So certainly a lot to talk about when it comes to this game, 913-586-7965. But it is impossible to ignore the shift that happened in this game after the Kareem Hunt fumble. It looked like it was over for the Chiefs. I was ready to start joking with Rob that we were going to try to get Mel Kiper to do the open of the show so we can start getting ready for the draft. It looked bad for Kansas City. Like, their season was over. And it was not just one person. It was a total collective team effort. Their defense stepped up and caused 4 straight 3-and-outs for a team that had only had 13 on the season coming into the game. And Patrick Mahomes, remember that he is the best football player in the world. 11 for 17, 160 yards passing, 22 yards rushing. They scored 13 points after the fumble. They were a completely different team. We'll talk about it from the Colts' perspective. And the Colts, they really confirmed how we feel about them in a bigger picture sense. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk about one of the moments that I think helped spark the comeback for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to take calls today. I think you guys know it's just a different kind of week. It's a holiday week. A lot of people taking time off. The Chiefs play on Thursday. Rob's gone for a couple of days this week. We just got a little bit of a different week, you know, so we're going to take some calls. We'll have a little bit of fun. 913-586-7965. We'll talk a little Thanksgiving. We'll have some fun here on The Drive. So, Rob, I'm curious to get your thoughts of what happened yesterday because you picked the Colts to win the game. And I understand it. The Colts had been the better, more consistent team. And your point was kind of seeing is believing. The Chiefs hadn't really shown that ability up to that point in the season. So you were going to go with what felt like the more sure thing. The game ended up playing out very, very closely. This was an overtime kind of game. So I don't think it was a bad prediction. You just ended up getting the final score of the game wrong. I think at some point, the Colts are going to be in another one of these situations. And in my opinion, they have failed these situations twice now. They went on the road to play the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple of weeks ago, and Daniel Jones was an absolute turnover machine, as he's tended to be in his career. And in this game, for whatever reason, they decided to go away from Jonathan Taylor. Now, it wasn't working, not like how it's worked so far this season, but the Indianapolis Colts are a run the football kind of team. How do you win? How did you amass this record? You did this by having the best running back in the National Football League and running the football. And the Colts, in my opinion, ran into the problem that we see teams all of the time. Hey, what we usually do doesn't work. So instead of trusting that eventually, hey, we keep giving the ball to Jonathan Taylor, eventually he's going to break one. He's too good of a player to not break one. They then decided to let Daniel Jones try to go win the game. And those four drives that we were just talking about right before the break, if you just tuned in, after the Kareem Hunt fumble, Indianapolis ran 12 plays for 13 yards the rest of the way. In those 12 plays, three of those where Jonathan Taylor carries. Three. That's not the ratio that the Colts need to win. They ran 9 pass plays when you had the lead and needed to run out the clock, and they ran 3 run plays with the offensive player of the year in Jonathan Taylor. This is a problem that teams have, and I thought the Colts had it yesterday. And we had talked about coming into this game how this was going to be a validation game for both sides. The Chiefs win this game. You see it on Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee's number one observation this week in the National Football League is the Chiefs is still the Chiefs. I told you that was going to be the case. If the Chiefs beat a top 5 team at home, the feeling is going to be, hey, I know it was a little bit rocky, but that's still Kansas City. You still got to knock them down, and the Colts had their opportunity. They took a shot at the King, and they missed. And the feeling to me coming out of this game and what it means for the Indianapolis Colts is you can't tell me that that team is going to be 3 playoff teams in 3 straight weeks and win a Super Bowl. No chance you can feel that way about that team. The Colts are a good football team. They do a lot of things well. And I don't think Daniel Jones is terrible in any way. But if they don't run the football super successfully and Jonathan Taylor is not at the center of what they do, and teams with good defenses like Pittsburgh can take Jonathan Taylor out of the game, or a team like Kansas City can remove Jonathan Taylor from the game, and we're forcing Daniel Jones to repeatedly make plays, he's just not that guy. He's not that guy. We know that about this team. I'm ready to write the Colts off right now. They're a nice story. They'll win 11 or 12 games this season. They'll be the 2 seed or maybe the 3 seed in the AFC playoffs, and they'll end up losing a game because Jonathan Taylor ran for 71 yards and Daniel Jones was Daniel Jones. That was my takeaway from watching them yesterday.
I don't disagree. I do think the Colts kind of got away from what makes them the Colts. Although I do think in the first half, Daniel Jones was good. Like, so credit the Chiefs defense. They made some adjustments. Their pass rush improved. Chris Jones started becoming a menace. We'll talk about that later in the show. I don't think it's as simple as, man, the Colts just went away from who the Colts are. I think the Chiefs kind of took away a little bit of that. So that's number one. And two, I get your point about how they're going to lose in the playoffs. And if you doubted the Indianapolis Colts coming into the game, nothing they've done, you know, reassured you that maybe they are a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't think they're a Super Bowl caliber team. But man, I kind of walked away from Sunday, thinking the Colts are not as good as the Chiefs, but I don't know that any team in the AFC is dominant. The Colts are kind of like every team in the AFC. They have a fatal flaw. It exists, but they are good enough on some given days to overcome that fatal flaw. Like, there's a reason the Colts are 8-3. It's not just hokum and witchcraft. Like, they are a good football team. Their fatal flaw is Daniel Jones. The Chiefs, I think, are better than the Colts. I think we saw that on Sunday. But it's not like the Chiefs are out without flaw. I can go down the list of every AFC team. Maybe the Patriots are the one that you kind of don't think that way about, but not a lot of people trust Drake May. Like, the Bills are good. They have a fatal flaw. The Jags. Like, I feel like the Colts are just kind of part of what every team in the AFC is this year. A team that on a given Sunday can beat anyone else in the playoffs, but also we all see the major Achilles heel, and because of that can lose any Sunday in the playoffs.
I just think we've seen this team with the Indianapolis Colts. Like, I understand that it's a quarterback league, right? But we have seen there is a formula to get to the postseason. If you can run the football successfully and play good defense like the Colts can, you can win double-digit games by that formula. But inevitably, what happens with a team like the Indianapolis Colts that is so reliant on a running back that whenever that running back gets stopped the way that Jonathan Taylor did, Jonathan Taylor didn't have a great day. He had 16 carries for 58 yards, and half of those came on one run. He had one run for 27 yards. That means for his other 15 carries, he did absolutely nothing against Kansas City's defense. So if running the football is not working today, what's your plan B? Do you have another counterattack? Do you have a different punch? And I just don't think the Colts have shown you that they have a lot of punch. When you've seen them go on the road and play playoff teams, not beating up on Tennessee, not beating up on Arizona. I'm talking about teams that we think are legitimate contenders and can do something. They've played two of them on the road. They went on the road to Pittsburgh. Jonathan Taylor wasn't super effective, and Daniel Jones turned the football over. And on Sunday, they had chances to beat Kansas City. This was a 14-6 game. The Chiefs' offense was doing nothing. The Colts' offense had gone up the field on two consecutive drives and scored touchdowns. The Colts have the ball 3rd-and-1 at midfield. I don't know why the Colts in that scenario decided to not give Jonathan Taylor the football and try to deep pass down the field with Daniel Jones, where he throws it into double coverage. And just, it was those kind of plays over the course of the game that when the Colts asked Daniel Jones to step up and make a play and be the difference maker, he's just not capable of being that difference maker. So if that's the case, then we've seen this team before. You know who they are? They are the 2018 Tennessee Titans. And Jonathan Taylor this year is starring in it as Derrick Henry. You remember that run Derrick Henry went on? That was an incredible two-month run. He got them almost single-handedly to the AFC Championship. He ended Tom Brady's career in New England. He ended Earl Thomas's career with the Baltimore Ravens. And next thing you know, you're in the AFC Championship game. Man, if your only chance of getting to the Super Bowl, your only chance of advancing is your running back being superhuman, well, what do you do when he's not superhuman? Well, Daniel Jones isn't good enough to get them out of those situations.
I actually think that analogy is perfect. And maybe I'm being a little nicer to the Colts because I think what's different about that Titans team is, do you think there's a truly dominant team in the AFC? Because I would say that year the Titans made that run. They had to go up against Mahomes coming off an MVP season. They had to go up against Brady in the final year in New England. Deshaun Watson, before we knew he was a big old sicko, was a good quarterback that year. Like, there was, even that year, we felt like there's a power structure in the AFC and they're not part of it because they can't beat these teams. I don't know that that level of team exists this year in the AFC. So you're right. I think they are going to be a team that rides their running back to success in the postseason. But that Titans team went to the AFC title game and then was a one seed 2 years later. they did these things when Mahomes at the peak of his powers. I don't know that the way it's currently working, Mahomes is the peak of his powers. I think a team like that could be a problem in the postseason. We don't see it usually, but we usually see a dominant quarterback emerge in the postseason.
I'm with you there. Do you think that you can advance in the postseason if your team has the worst quarterback of all the playoff teams? Because I'm going through it right now.
Trevor Lawrence is worse than Daniel Jones, just for the record. It's close, but he's worse.
I don't know.
Did you see a different Arizona
I'm telling
game?
You right now, I'd much rather have Bo Nix than have Daniel Jones. If Bo Nix was the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, they would have won that game yesterday. They'd have won that game. They would have put one drive together. It wouldn't have been pretty, but Bo Nix would have figured out a way to get a first down, keep the clock moving. There were a couple of those stretches. There was one stretch where Indianapolis had the ball. They needed to get a first down. Even if you don't get points there, there's 5 minutes in the game. If you get a first down here, you shave off 2 minutes off the clock. That is a significant advantage when you're ahead. And now the other team, one of their weapons, which is time, is just slowly draining away. He throws an incompletion to Michael Pittman in that scenario. Bo Nix makes one of these plays. Drake May makes one of these plays. Lamar Jackson makes one of these plays. Like, we can go up and down this thing out of the teams right now that would be in the playoff picture. I think he's the worst quarterback of any of those kind of teams. That's just not a Super Bowl contending team. They're a fun playoff team, a good story, and yeah, I just, no. That's my answer. My answer is no when it comes to him. That's what it is. It is no. And some people are making these comparisons. Jimmy Garoppolo made a Super Bowl. Man, that was in the NFC. We've seen random quarterbacks kind of do that in the NFC. You don't really see that as much in the AFC. Like, you're going to have to go on the road. You're going to have to beat somebody in the cold if you're Indianapolis. They're the 3 seed right now. I'm not picking the Colts to go on the road and beat the Broncos. Would you pick them to do that right now? I would not pick the Colts to go on the road and beat Denver if they played in the second round of the playoffs. I'm not trusting Daniel Jones to go on the road in that weather against that defense and do it. Absolutely not.
The minute the Colts, I do agree with you here. The only reason I would maybe not totally discount the Colts is because the AFC is, I think you said the NFC gets weird. I think the AFC is weird this year. Like, maybe the only way the AFC stops being weird to me is if Mahomes starts playing like Patrick Mahomes. But right now, he hasn't this season. So the quarterbacks, it kind of feels like a weird year. Like that year Jimmy Garoppolo went to the Super Bowl. I mean, he beat Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers, it wasn't like he was a spry 25-year-old. He was like 38. Like, these things happen. Brock Purdy went to a Super Bowl because he beat Matthew Stafford. I mean, those years in the NFC was weird. This year in the AFC feels weird. But you're right. I do feel like if Danny Dimes has to leave the comfort of home and they have to go to Denver,
They're in trouble. It's especially against a team. Like, if they play Denver in this scenario, a team that you know can really zone in and eliminate Jonathan Taylor from the game, and then you got those two corners on the outside, you're just putting yourself in a world of hurt. Let's talk about a moment that I thought change the tone of the entire game. When Kareem Hunt fumbles, it's crazy to think that was his first fumble since his first game in the National Football League. We're talking about 2017. Think about all the things that have happened in life since 2017. All of the things that have happened in Kareem Hunt's life since the last time that he fumbled the ball. I think it was super important for Travis Kelce to go over there, hug him, and tell him, we need you. And I think that level of outward display of support, I think that really, really motivated the rest of the team. This is why I think it was fair to be so hard on Kelce at the very beginning of the season when I don't think he was using his energy productively. I think it is obvious the influence that Travis Kelce has on the rest of the team. The rest of the team loves him. The rest of the team respects him. The rest of the team follows his energy. And when one of your most important players, who has been carrying the ball, sacrificing his body for the team, makes a mistake, for one of your leaders to go up to him and not criticize him, not be down on him, not blame him for anything, for him to go over there and have the "we got you" energy and "we'll pick this up, this isn't on you, keep your head in the game, we still need you," that's what leadership is. That's what being a captain is. That's what being a role model on the team is. They needed Kareem Hunt the rest of the way. Hey, our defense is going to pick it up, man. Hey, don't worry about that. We'll get it back. That's being a Hall of Famer. That's being a leader. I think Travis Kelce deserves all the credit in the world for that moment. And it's a small moment in the game. And yes, guys got to go out there. Guys got to make plays. And it was a total team effort. But I really think the symbolism of in the face of it is bad for Kansas City. I mean, real bad. We're about to score a touchdown. You felt the momentum and all of a sudden we fumbled it. It's in the fourth quarter. That could have been a critical blow to Kansas City, not just in the game, but in their season. That could have ended their season for them and their most important player, one of their most important players, to rally around Kareem Hunt in that moment. I don't think you can understand how important that was and the role that I think it played in their comeback yesterday.
To me, I agree with you. It felt a lot like a guy who's been through all the trials, all the fire, all the moments that exist in Chiefs lore, from the down 24 to the Texans, to the down 10 in the Super Bowl, to the name the things that the Chiefs have accomplished with Travis Kelce and the team, and it felt like he knows we're not dead, because they too often are not dead. They're just, they always have found a way. Kareem Hunt, kind of his own fault, has not been part of a lot of these trials. He basically had the first year and then got kicked off the team before they went to the postseason, and he had last year. Times have been pretty good in the Kareem Hunt era in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce's been through the fires. He's been through the battles. It felt like in that moment, it looked like, I don't want to say, I can't speak for Kareem Hunt's mental. It looked like he was tossing his gloves on the sideline, like, he was very down on himself. And Travis Kelce knew there's time on the clock. We're only down 10, 11. I've been here before. You haven't done this with us before, but trust me, we're going to be fine. He grabbed him. He hugged him, screamed in his face in a positive, let's get going kind of way. And Kareem Hunt was really good after that. Like, and at the end of the game, not that it's, you know, some earth-shattering decision, but at the end of the game, the Colts are trying to rip the ball out before that game-winning field goal. I never had a doubt Kareem Hunt's going to fumble that ball. It just, it felt like a guy who's been through all the wars, for lack of a better term, telling Kareem Hunt, hey, man, you've been here when it's all gravy train, but it's not. We're still good, though. Stay locked in. That's what it appeared, and that's a credit to Kelce and the power structure of the Chiefs that they've been through so many of these moments.
Text line 913-586-7965. I want to go back, and I want to read this text as related to what we were talking about. CDOT, the Colts dominated that game for three quarters, and now you're going to act like they're trash. They very easily could have knocked the Chiefs out of the playoffs. I'm a big believer that I think there are two kinds of people in life, and I think we all know two versions of these people. There are people that live in the could. We all know a friend or a family member that has a business idea or is always telling you what they're about to do. You're probably going to see that person on Thursday. This person was telling you how they were going to invest in crypto and do all of these miraculous things. And then the next time you see them, Rob, and you ask them what happened, there's always some excuse of why they didn't do it. To me, those are the coulda people. These people have really good ideas. They're really good people, but they just don't have the execution or the follow through. So their ideas, they just never go anywhere. And then there's another group of people. They are the doers. They are the group of people that have these ideas, are able to execute them, and are really successful people. We all know somebody like that. You know somebody who in high school told you exactly how their life was going to go, and they executed it. They did it. Hey, they went to a good college. They got a good degree. They did everything they were supposed to do. I think you see that same thing in other avenues. There are two kinds of teams in the National Football League. Man, if it wasn't for that call, we would have won. Man, if you changed the one or two plays, man, we would have won that game. You're right. If you had made those one or two plays, you would have won the game. I can't argue that. If Daniel Jones completes a pass on third and one, they win the game. If the Colts block on third and one and Jonathan Taylor gets a first down, maybe the Colts end up winning that game. I got 8 years of evidence to show you that the Chiefs are doers. They're doers. In the face of getting a touchdown by Travis Kelce overturned, in the face of a special teams unit that just, they're giving away penalties. It was like a sale yesterday at Arrowhead. Hey, here's a penalty. Here's a penalty. In the face of the Chiefs did a lot of the things that have caused them to be a 500 team. You know what the Chiefs did after the fumble? They turned into doers. Hey, if we're going to win this game, we got to get off of the field. And their defense got off the field. 12 plays, 13 yards. Patrick Mahomes, hey, it doesn't matter this thing happened, this fumble, this interception. I got to figure out a way for us to win the game. And he did it. 11 plays for 17 yards for 160 yards. So I'm telling you, when it comes to Daniel Jones, I think he is always going to be in the could. I don't think the Colts are a bad team, but we're not talking about playoffs anymore. We're talking about, can you win the Super Bowl? Can you make a run to the Super Bowl? And I think we all know that the Colts are going to be in a position at some point in the next 6 weeks where it's going to be third and five and they need their quarterback to make a play. And I'm telling you right now, I have zero confidence in that guy to make the play. I don't think he can. Especially right now, as there's a three seed. Someone said, well, they can be the one seed. They're two games behind New England. They're not going to be the one seed. Maybe they'll be better than Denver this year. Maybe they'll end up being the two seed. But the overwhelming likeliness, if you're going based off percentages, is that the Colts are going to have to go on the road. So I'm talking about January, in the snow, in the cold, in the wind, and they're probably going to have to beat a team with a really good defense. I just don't trust that quarterback to be able to do it. So that's my analogy. I think there's two kinds of people. I think there's people that tell you all these great things and never do it, and there's people that actually go out and do it. What I saw was two quarterbacks who were in completely different camps. I've seen a quarterback who routinely over the last 8 years has figured out ways for his team to make plays and win the game. That when it's third and 13 the way that it was yesterday for Kansas City, he completes a 31-yard pass to Xavier Worthy that puts them in a position to go score and go win the game. And I saw a quarterback that was asked to help their team win the game, was asked to help them win the game. He threw the ball 9 times for 6 yards on the final 4 drives of the game. He ain't good. I'm sorry. Daniel Jones ain't good enough to help you get to where you want to go.
I do agree with you. Daniel Jones isn't good enough. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be like, well, Daniel Jones actually is very good. I don't think Daniel Jones is good enough. I was the one that was calling him Sam Darnold all season. It does have a lot of Sam Darnold vibes from the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe not Sam Darnold this year. Sam Darnold's better this year, but maybe Sam Darnold is who Sam Darnold is. I just think, man, there's a lot of could in the AFC for your analogy. The Chiefs have done it. They have the pedigree to do it. But I feel like this year, and maybe I'm using the fan base as the example, and that's unfair by me, but in the Chiefs' 5 losses, it's been a lot of, if we just clean up X, Y, and Z, man, we'd be there. We'd be undefeated. It feels like a lot of could this year. I'm sure if I went and asked Bills fans, hey, why are you guys the record you are as opposed to 8-3 like the Patriots? They'd be like, well, if we could have made play X and play Y and not committed this penalty, and if, you know, we had just finished this one drive, we'd be top of the AFC right now. I feel like for your could people analogy, the AFC has a lot more people talking like that this year than they have in years past.
I think Denver has been that team so far this season. I think the Patriots have been this team. Like, if you think Drake May is that guy, and you're a Drake May believer, and that's perfectly fine. Drake May, we'll find out if he's one of those individuals. Say what you want about Bo Nix. I've seen him make play after play. He had 3rd and 15 last week against Kansas City. I don't think Daniel Jones completes that pass. I saw him do it. I saw him complete it. Rob, I'm sorry while I'm in the middle of this. I got to call our first challenge of the day. Someone just texted this in, and you see it. Text line 913-586-7965. I just want to know, is it okay for me to block this person? CDOT, am I the only person in Kansas City that would love to see Clyde Edwards-Helaire get the ball more? I'm strongly considering blocking that individual.
To answer your question, yes. You are the only person in Kansas City that feels that way. Mrs. Edwards-Helaire.
I'm serious. That's a block. I was reading that text and I couldn't move forward. I couldn't even finish the rest of my thought. I don't know how you could be watching the Chiefs and be like, man, you know what this offense needs? It needs a little bit more Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They're not using him properly. They're not giving him the ball enough. That's a 913 number for the record. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Nobody from the 816 would have this opinion. We know ball over on this side of state line. That is a wild proposition. You know what? Let's talk more about Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming up on the other side. And immediately after the game, the Chiefs did something about it. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
All right. I know that sometimes you guys get on me for being negative, but sometimes I have to give you all of my thoughts about the game. I can't just give you the positive ones that make you feel good. I have to tell you how I feel about what we all watched. You guys know how we have this.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I think that we need to have a new sounder. I think we need a new sounder. The same way that we use that to call out a corner who was over there getting roasted, we might also need this when, you know what, I'm at my wit's end. I don't need to see an individual anymore. I think we might need to call it the
hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
We might have to start playing that sounder for certain people on the team. I'm sure Clyde Edwards-Helaire means well. I really am. I know he means well. I'm sure he's a great teammate, great guy. I'm sure he's all of those things. I beg of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know they listen to the show. I hear my voice on the franchise. I know you listen to the show. Please pass this to management. Please stop giving Clyde Edwards-Helaire the football. Please. Whatever you do, stop. He's touched the football 9 times this season. He has 22 yards on his 9 touches. Elijah Mitchell has to hate Kansas City. He really does. Man, he came here and thought it was going to be good. I'm sure they told him all these great things. They took him out to some of our great restaurants. Man, Elijah Mitchell, he was like, man, you know, I think I got a home here. No, Elijah Mitchell will never come back to Kansas City after the way that they've done him. This guy plays over me? This guy? 9 carries for 22 yards. Can anybody explain to me why they gave Clyde Edwards-Helaire a carry in overtime? Rob, they did it in shotgun. Just say it out loud. The Colts had already punted. The Chiefs have the ball. It's 2nd and 10. So they ran a play on 1st down. It was an incompletion. It's 2nd and 10. They gave the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They lost yards. I'm sitting there and I'm screaming. Whoever made that decision, they need to do this.
Hit the road, Jack.
Got to. I'm sorry. Please stop giving Clyde Edwards-Helaire carries. That's number one. Now, this other person, we don't spend enough time talking about him. And I've never met this individual before. I imagine he's a very, very nice individual. I actually think the reason they brought Dameon Pierce in is not to play running back. I think they brought him in to do punt and kick return because Nico Remigio, he gives you nothing. He gives you absolutely nothing in the return game. Having a good kick and punt returner right now really matters, especially with the kickoff rules. I think I saw like 71% of kickoffs are returned now. 71%. You got a chance to make a guy miss. You got a chance to make a play. Like, you have a chance to help shift the balance and the momentum of a game. Not with Nico Remigio. His services should no longer be needed. He's got to hit the road. Got to find something else for him to do. He can't be their kicker punt returner the rest of the way. They're going to need a big play from special teams. And don't worry, we'll talk about Dave Tope. I'm at the highest level of frustration that I've been with Dave Tope and their special teams unit in quite some time. It is a weekly disaster for the Chiefs and something that they have to overcome. Step one would be we need to try out a new kick and punt returner right now. Right now, you got to try to do everything you can that could help give you a difference and could try to help get this team the football at the 45, 50-yard line, break a big play. Giving it to your sixth or seventh wide receiver, no, stop. Those are my two guys. I know they won, and I want to be positive. 913-586-7965. I don't want to be Buzz Killington. I really don't want to be. I don't ever want them to give Clyde Edwards-Helaire the football. I will say it every single week if they give him carries. Every single week. Now, I know that they just gave Kareem Hunt 30 carries. Hopefully, Isaiah Pacheco can play. Breshard Smith. I don't know what Elijah Mitchell's done to be treated this way. You liked him at one point, and now he can't be active. He can't get carries. He can't be on the field. Please, every time you give Clyde Edwards-Helaire the ball, it is like a loss of down. It's a penalty. Nothing happens. Nothing happens if you give him the ball. And Nico Remigio, they have to stop. They got to find somebody else. What's Jalen Royals doing? They got to have somebody that can give you something in the special teams, a little boost, a little burst, something. Those are my two guys, Rob, I'm looking at right now. I can't do it anymore with either one of those individuals. They have to go.
What's weird is, weird is maybe the wrong term. What's frustrating is I felt like at times last year, Nico Remigio was a positive in the special teams game. I believe it was the playoff game against the Texans. He had the big return, the kickoff return to open the game. They didn't return for a touchdown, but he made a positive play. I felt like he gave him a little something in the special teams last year. But man, it's not just the kickoffs. Does he not know you're allowed to fair catch? Is he unaware of that rule? Has he never hit Y on an Xbox controller when playing Madden? Does he not know if you just, fling your hand in the air and they can't tackle you and you just get to catch it right where you are? Because right now he's catching the ball. He's probably running 2 yards backwards. And when he's not running 2 yards backwards, he's getting tackled immediately. And he seems to be catching it consistently at the 8-yard line, which I don't know what benefit that serves anyone. Other than he gets to say, I caught the ball, which good for him. Cool. Me and you agree on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We'll talk about running back. I imagine throughout the show. I cannot believe a texter actually wants more Edwards-Helaire carries.
I blocked him. Let's not talk about him again. He's out of here.
Nico Remigio is...
You're fired! We got him out of here.
Nico Remigio, I just don't get it. I don't get... I mean, maybe in practice, he's just electric. But on Sunday, it's just nothing. Nothing out of him at all.
Now, the text line makes a fair point. I have to acknowledge. Whenever Nico has a good return, someone on the special teams unit holds. It's a fair point.
That's why he's getting the good returns. They're cheating.
I wish this was television. I can't argue it. I'm sorry. There has to be better. There has to be better. They have to find it. That's honestly why I think Damian Pierce is here. I think that Damian Pierce can actually help them. I think he is a capable running back for them. I really do. I think he is a capable back. Not great back by any means. I mean, you're available in late November. You're not a great back. You've been hurt. You haven't really got a chance to play that much this year. I think some of that is the offensive line for the Houston Texans. I think that Damian Pierce can help them if he is healthy and productive. If anything, I hope that he can help them in special teams. He's done punt return. He's done kick return in his career. He's done kick returns this season. He has done kick returns. So maybe that's what it was. But it was very telling to me. I mean, hours after the game, the Chiefs go out and make a move. So whether you are taking these carries away from Clyde Edwards-Helaire because you don't think Clyde Edwards-Helaire can do it and you have just kind of reached your in point with that, or you're looking at your special teams, and this is the guy who has 20 kick returns in the last couple of seasons, and now you think that he could possibly be a positive for you. Whatever it is, I'm all for you improving the roster at this point, and you don't got to give up anything. You didn't trade anything. This was a guy that was just sitting there off waivers. Other teams wanted him, but he wants to come play in Kansas City. Please, thank you. Go grab Damian Pierce. You did that. Hopefully he's available and active on Thursday, and he can be back there taking kicks. I don't want to see Nico Remigio take another kick return, another punt return. You just need to go out there and be a gunner. Go down there and block, do something else. It's over. I don't want to see it anymore. Coming up on the other side, you know what? Andy admitted that you guys were right, and you probably didn't even notice. I'll tell you what it was. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.